It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play. And I don't know, I could make like a G.I. Joe joke here. Go Joe. I could go Cobra. I could just say, we're talking about Baroness. We're talking about Baroness today. And it's going to be shameful good times because, Brandon, you put Baroness on the board. I'm curious. I mean, you know, we'll get to my thoughts here in a moment because I'm very angry at you two. But let's talk about why you put Baroness up on the board.
Well, see, I think, do we have to figure out first if it's Baroness or Baroness?
Oh, that's fair. Because I literally, like, as I said it that last time, I think I said Baroness.
I always say Baroness.
Baroness.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just because I'm from the South and we make our vowels long.
I'm just dumb. Yeah,
I just go Baroness.
Oh, Baroness. Mm. Okay. Like bear,
you know, potato, potato, Baroness Baranus. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna call him Baranus.
Baranus. Baroness.
Baroness.
Mama. Baroness. So
we're horrible.
What is it about this band that made you want to come talk about them today, Brandon?
It was probably around because they had their new album coming out. And I was looking, I was like, oh, hey, nobody's talked about them. So, hey, let me see if there's anybody else who is into them. And we can dork out about them because they fucking rule.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, you know, sometimes it's the simplicity. Last time you were here, Albert, I think when you did Pantera, I think we were kind of looking at the graph and you were like, yeah, man, let me sign up for Baroness.
Yeah, Baroness, yeah. So, dude, I love Baroness.
So, tell me what it is about them. Because this is, you know, a lot of the bands that we've done so far were bands that you and I listened to when we were 15.
Like, yeah, these guys didn't really get popular until we were 26.
Right, so, like, this is a band Tauber found on his own.
Yeah, I did. You want that story?
Yeah, man, tell me right. What is it about this band? Why did you want to come talk to them? How did you find
them? Well, I've loved Baroness since I first heard them. And, I just saw him there. I was like, dude, I'd love to do the Baroness one because I love Baroness. I'm gonna say it different each time.
Yeah.
And so back in like I think it was like 2000, shit, 6 or 7, maybe. I had a guitar. It was either like Revolver or Guitar World or Guitar one of those magazines like that. And they had an article about him, and I just saw the picture of John Baisley. He looked like a madman. Like, he had long hair, but it wasn't long on top because it was, like, going away.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, like, just looked like he was insane. I'm like, I need to check these guys out. And then, like, I think it was, like, Fuse TV or some crap that they had, like, a video of theirs on. And I was like, dude, I can get down with these guys. I think it was, like, 2007, though. Cause I think it was, like, A Horse Called Golgotha that was the first song of theirs I heard. But, yeah, big fan of the latest album, Stone. That's every track. Solid. So, but yeah, man, this was different a little bit from what I used to listen to. And just the musicality of it. It's a bit of a range, actually, if you get deep into it.
Yeah. So this is the heart of the why I said I was angry at you two. I can't remember if I said that into a microphone for the recording or not.
You did.
But so I guess not necessarily stylistically, but they are on the prog spectrum. Like as far as like a Coheed, where you can't really take a song out of the album to like they're an album band. Like everything flows together, you know, save for maybe the first record where I felt like, you know, and we'll get into like songs and stuff in a moment, but like, there isn't just a sound that they do. Like there's a prevailing sound.
Yes, I was going to get to that later too. I'm glad you brought it up now. But go ahead, keep going.
But they definitely have a bunch of different styles, and they do all those styles really well.
Yes.
And then oftentimes they do a lot of different styles in the same song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, some songs you'll get a lot of melodies.
Yeah.
Just vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just be some sludgy crap, and then, not crap, because I love sludge, but that's what kind of got me on them. But they'll have, like, a sludgy section, and then they'll get fast and speed up. It's a mixture of a lot of things. Now, why are you mad at us, though?
Because it makes this difficult, man. Like,
what?
It makes this
show... Oh, yeah, show... I do say no, I don't want to touch Baranis.
Well, no, well, the whole thing is I want to explore these bands, and I want to understand why people love the bands that they love. Mm. And so to do that, I have to punish myself.
Well, this is not punishment listening to this glorious music of Baranis.
I have to lash myself and listen to, well, it's the choices. So I guess let's steer it into that, because, you know, I've already said a lot about like how difficult song choice was. We didn't do a lot of like talk about that kind of stuff leading in, Brandon. Like, as you're, you know, once we finally kind of decided, hey, we're going to do it, as you start listening, like, did you already kind of have an idea where you wanted to go, like, for your 20 for this?
I kind of wanted to look at it as, like you say, they have a kind of a bunch of different sounds. Their early career is a lot more very sludgy metal. And then. In their like second, third album, it begins to expand more into like what they do now, which is, you know, a little bit of everything. So I wanted to try to get a representative sample of that, and just try to pick the ones that really did stand out to me. Like the it's been a while since I've gone back to their first two albums, I've you know, because the more recent ones are more recent, so those ones are more upfront in my head before going back to the older stuff. It's like, oh man, oh no, I probably ended up having with it was like 30 something I think on my first cut on my first list, and had to then just really cut to which ones I think are more concise and not as wandery, I think, as the ones I have on my list right now.
So Talbert, like as you're putting yours together, I feel like maybe you were putting some final things together today, because he texts me, he goes, hey, are we including the EPs? Like,
I asked you that because I had lost the one, the cover page of this that had the EP stuff on it, because I had notes with it too. But
look at you.
Look, man.
Usually you just come with your phone. Yeah, I have that song.
Well, that's usually how I do it. But look, man, I got diction here. Okay.
So, like,
I'm prepared.
As you're putting stuff together for the old Baranis, like, what are you looking for, like, as far as song choice? Like, how did you form your list?
It was difficult for me to just pinpoint things, because a lot of songs, especially on Golden Gray, relate to me in ways, because there was stuff I was dealing with at the time, and a lot of those songs I picked up on messages that kind of I could relate to. So I was like, I can't just put this whole album on here.
Well, right, yeah.
And I can't put the whole entire album of Stone on there. I had to sit back and listen to it stylistically as a noob would, you know? Like, hey, look, some jackass dropped a bunch of Baranis CDs in front of me. Let me just listen to the ones I think will sound cool to me first, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta stop saying Baranis, because I can't stop. I didn't want to say it that time, man.
it's going to invade people's heads, and we're either going to make them very mad or very happy. It's making
you know,
me
I hope
very
we make
happy.
Them very both.
Yeah, it's making me very happy. Yeah, like, so as I'm getting through that first pass, I'm realizing, well, this is going to be difficult. Like, there's a handful where I'm like, okay, I think this is awesome. Like, this has this sludgy riff. This has this change. Like, as Brandon pointed out, it kind of wanders, though. It's like, okay, well, if it wanders that far, maybe I should let that one go. Because, again, we are trying to, like, lure somebody into this band.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can let this one go. And then as I'm getting around, I think the same boat you were in, Brandon, somewhere in the, like, 30 to 35 range. Thing. And like going through those second cuts when I've already kind of pulled the ones that were deemed easy, oh god, it was like, why, well, where do I go, like, which way do I point people?
Yeah,
ultimately, you know, I'm tried that same thing you were saying, Tyler. I tried to go, okay, what is most likely to get somebody to listen to another Baroness song? Like, what is most likely to go, like, if they heard this, they go, okay, I get what they're doing. Let me get another song from them. Yeah. So, you know, maybe I didn't venture into all the sounds that I would have liked to have, but I also think that if we can wrap you in, that something like those things will be a nice surprise if you do decide to go into the band. That said, I know that this is about to be impossible. I know it. Like,
we can make it very easy, though. We can just say, just buy the album Stone.
Yeah.
And just listen to it all. And then you pretty much have it all right there.
What's funny is a common answer I got was Blue and Red. Like, you need those ones and then kind of expand out from there.
Well, that's true, but I mean,
that's what I think the combination of both of them, which is purple.
Yeah, there
you go. Probably
it is,
like, because, well, you know, red and blue make purple, but I mean, yeah, like purple is up until Stone came out was my favorite for,
same here,
you know, as long as it came out.
Yeah,
look at you guys.
No, it's true, because it was more of a variety of sounds.
Yeah, and that's when I knew it was trouble when I was going through it. But based on everything we've said so far, I have a feeling we've got our work cut out for us, Brandon. How many do you think we get through unanimously?
Oh boy, we're doing this bit.
it is the bit. It's the bit of the, it's a bit. It's, you got to stick with your bits. I'm going to be optimistic, because I think there's probably at least like a solid four that we're like, oh yeah, that we're all going to be super in agreement with. I'm going to say six.
Ooh.
Though.
I like that. I like that a lot. That it feels high, if I'm honest, but I like that. I hope you're right. What are you thinking, Tower?
Because I know I'm a weirdo.
Do you want to go higher than that?
Am I on a game show?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a game show. That's, do you want to go higher? Do you want to go lower? You could win the car.
Some people go.
Or you can go home empty-handed.
Right. Hey, the prize is, if you're right, if you nail it, then you get to pick the 10th song without argument. So,
yeah, but I like arguing, so we're going to just go one. I'm talking. I'll say $1. Nah. Let's do.
Brandon's come out optimistic with six.
Yeah. See, I know how weird I am. Like, I like songs for different reasons than different people do. And mm-hmm. I don't like more mainstream sounding things either. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'll just say five.
Five. All right. That's still pretty optimistic. Man, does that make me a dick? Because I was thinking,
no, why
three.
Don't you go three? Do you want to go lower?
Because that's what I
or
was
you
thinking.
You want to go higher?
But see, the thing is, if I'm right, that puts the pressure of me picking the 10th song.
No, you can just read off what I point at you off my list.
Because I hate that kind of pressure.
What, you don't know how to read?
No, man.
I never learned how to read.
We both the same one.
See, but you coming into the band, I think, new, you, I think, have a good point of view of, you know, I know nothing about them, and this song, you know, you know, these are the songs that got me. So
I'm a fan of that.
I think that it's a little bit more of an advantage,
okay,
in if you were to pick the last song of, yeah, like, oh, you know, this is what I want, as opposed to people who have been in it and been like, oh, you know, there's this weird obscure sort of weird ass.
Where'd you find this guy, Brandon? Justin, he's pretty smart. I like this.
All right, so, well, I'm gonna make it simple.
One.
You guys are five and six. I'm going to go four because that was my gut instinct from the jump.
Well, why did you struggle so hard with that?
Well, you know, I got to make it interesting.
See, I always trust my gut because it's the biggest thing on me.
I can't just jump right in. All right, so we're gonna take a quick pause, and when we come back, we gonna play the game that gets the program. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have come to the Baroness, all the different ways to say this name.
I'm like legitimately in my head trying to say, I'm not saying Baroness one more time.
Yeah.
I just did, I guess.
We've listened to their...
Need a lighter?
We've listened to their discography.
Being a dirty smoker comes in handy sometimes.
We've listened to their discography and plucked out 20 songs they were now going to match together. You want to take bets on if I edit that out or not?
What, me talking to your wife?
Yeah, all that.
Oh, no, you're keeping that in.
Of course I am.
Yeah, because my voice is gold, son. Not like that is good, it's just... Yeah, that's right, you don't edit her out.
There we go.
No one edits.
So, 20 songs that we are now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Baroness the time of day. Yeah, you're welcome. It makes me happy.
Actually, you can blame Brandon for this. He started this, how do you pronounce
it? Yeah, how do you pronounce
conversation?
It? So, look, I hate to do this because I play this way frequently, but with a band like this, you kind of have to. You got to set the tone correctly.
Yeah.
You have to go with, hey, this is what's about to happen. I'm going with Tower Falls.
I had it on mine as well. Most of the time, obviously, the first thing you listen to on an album is the first track.
Yep.
You know, nobody picks up a second album and says, I want to listen to the fourth song.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Well, the reason I have it is because it's going to be your first listening to if you go in chronological order, you know?
No, and that's why I kept it, is because I was like, okay, I mean, in some ways, it doesn't tell you the full story, but it does kind of tell you what to expect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, but it's got a tooth. That's all right. It gets to hang around. It lives to see another day. Powerful has two. All right, Brandon?
I'm going to go with the song that introduced me to the band, which I got from the 2007 Best of compilation that Decibel Magazine put out, and that was Wanderlust.
Yeah, I got that.
I don't have it. No, I'm serious. I don't. That wasn't the first video there. So I think it was like the second one. But no, I don't have it.
This is about right. Wait, two. It's nine. All right, Albert.
Well, I like to go in chronological order.
Sure.
So this whole like that's skipping all the way down to Wanderlust kind of messed me all up.
That's how Andy plays too.
I know, and it bothers the hell out of me. But yet, I still put myself through it. So I'm gonna go to Stone. No, I'm joking. I'm gonna Red Album, Raison Pinion.
I don't have it.
Told y'all, I like the stuff. Nobody.
Well, I'll say this. Our very own Jenny Zill actually answered that that Raison Pinion was one that needed to be in.
Well, me and the Zellster get along just fine.
I'll tell you what, like I had already made my list. I would have gone back and added it, but I thought maybe it was a thing where you two would have it, so it would get in the conversation, and I wouldn't have to shuffle the list.
No, you don't have to worry about that then.
So
make that easy.
Well, apparently made it easy. It's in the bin.
Trash.
All right. They think on that same. Yeah, Sunrise. Well, Oh Appalachia.
Yep, right here.
Hey,
that was a late cut for me.
Oh, can't find each other. Got a two though. To hang around as again as of right now, all the twos are in. There's three. All right, Brandon.
Okay, I'm going to go for a bunt? I don't know. I don't know sports. An easy call, hopefully, maybe, we haven't been able to find each other yet. Jake Leg.
I caught it, actually.
Yeah. Ew. Yep. This is, this is why I was angry. Is
why are you angry? I've never known you to be angry.
Well, I don't have answers.
Maybe that one time.
I don't have answers I don't have This Is Why. I don't have that song.
That's what makes Being Human awesome.
And it's not like Pantera, where it was just like, okay, you know, there are reasons, you know, I didn't choose X, Y, or Z. Hey, cat.
What's up?
This one, it really, they're, I don't know. So
I cut it because there was, in my opinion, there are different options I think would fit better. That's all you had to say, dude.
Well, I don't know. I like throwing it out there that I didn't have a reason, because oftentimes I don't. All right. Robert.
Pass. No, I'm sure.
Can't. Sorry.
Tourniquet.
Yeah, man. I got that.
Brendan, do you have Tourniquet from Golden Grey?
Oh, that was a late cut for me.
Oh, boy. See, this game we're playing.
Bunch of twos. I mean, we can't find that unanimous. I should have went one. Feeling like I should have
I told you.
What are you going to do? And maybe we can tie Wasp and get zero. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Like Wasp. Let's see.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestants? Nothing wrong with that.
If I somehow win this, this one is probably going to be my 10th, unless I happen to get it in right here.
Hey, that's what she said.
Crazy. Front Toward Enemy.
Yes, it's on my list. You got two at least.
Don't have it.
I think somebody's deliberately trying to
piss us off. Somebody's deliberately trying to piss us off.
Nah. It's because you offended us earlier by saying you were mad at us and had no idea why. We didn't have any idea why. No, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a couple of unanimous ones in here. There's like lots of songs.
All right, Brandon?
I'm going to go back to Blue and say The Gnashing.
Oh.
Nope.
Dang.
I don't have it.
That noise is, hey, that one. I remembered wanting to have that one, but you can't have them. Albert?
I'll stay on Blue. A horse named Golgotha.
I got that one.
You're not getting a unanimous. But.
You and your pronunciations are driving me crazy.
We do have six. We're all right. My wife just gave Carver a look like
she agrees. No, it wasn't. She's looking at you in disgust and looking at me with, yes, thank God somebody else hears
exactly.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
We get each other, man.
All right. How about The Sweetest Curse?
No.
I don't have it.
Dang.
Yeah.
I should have. All right. Brandon?
How about Take My Bones Away?
Yes.
Yep.
Hey! There it is.
Take my boner away.
Hey-o.
Had it happen to me before.
Yeah.
Had somebody take my boner away. That was Blue, actually.
Terrible. You're terrible.
You're terrible. You know that, Shaq. You're terrible. It's on.
Yeah, but I can't find it.
It's the very first.
Yellow and Green.
There. Yeah. There. There.
Yes, I do.
That guitar tone is just delicious.
There's a story about that guitar tone, actually. Buzz pedal.
Yeah.
The day you. Well, so you know how Gina Gleason joined the band?
I didn't.
So, all right, here you go.
Yeah, I know. You're talking to me in this one. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the band used to be based out of Savannah, Georgia. Yeah. John moved up to Philadelphia. Oh, just because he wanted to be more artsy. And Gina Gleason lived in Philadelphia. But anyway, John Baisley makes guitar pedals as well. And Gina was in town because she was touring with Cirque du Soleil. She was a guitar player with the Cirque du Soleil, like, group, musical group. And so she was at a music store and somebody said, hey, this dude's making these fuzz pedals. You should go check it out. And they actually got each other's Instagram handles. And they were messaging each other over Instagram. And she went to his house and she just wanted her to try it out for him. And he was like, dude, you fit perfect in my band. And I'm not even kidding. That's just exactly how it went.
Wow.
So, yeah. Not that I was there or anything, but, you know.
You were a fly.
More like under the bed.
Yeah. All right. So, Take My Bones Away was you, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
So, we got our first one there. All right, Robert?
Let me give, it is me now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I can just read chronologically. I don't want to mix it up.
Any way you want to do it, friendo.
I have Broken Halo. Among others.
I actually don't.
I thought it did. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
We're almost at an NTP already. Like, I know we're not getting a lot of unanimous, but almost everything is two.
You want to go through till you get more unanimouses there, just Reno? I don't. That's why I asked.
We only had like four in the bin so far. We're doing all right. We're doing all right.
I know. We haven't even touched two of these albums yet. Touch it, Justin.
Ew. Which ones haven't we covered yet?
Purple and Stone. Or the two off of, what's it? Joker's Nuts? I don't know.
I'll try it out of purple.
Oh, the one with Unpersons on it.
Try it out of purple here.
Yeah.
I keep looking at this one. How about Kerosene?
Yep.
Yep.
Hey! There we go.
See, you play this game long enough, you'll have one we all agree on.
I should have went with my gut. But
I told you, man. It's the largest part of my body. I always trust my gut.
Well, sometimes I'm just trying to feel out the room, too. See where everybody is.
Trying to feel me up again.
I get past.
We haven't done that since we were like 17.
Was it that
one? We both had sunburn.
Oh, God.
At my grandmother's house?
Yeah, that was good times. That'll be a fun after-back discussion.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Poor Brandon is about to get like, annihilated.
You're gonna hear a lot.
Sort of inside
a lot
jokes.
About a lot of skiing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got another. Wait for the paying customer.
All right.
Get those freebies out now.
Kerosene is in. All right, Brandon?
Okay, I'll go for one from Stone then, so we got them all covered. Under the Wheel.
Yep. Spoiler alert, I wrote every one off Stone at the very end of my list.
I don't.
No.
But I think.
Sorry, man. You got two on that one.
I think. Got out of it. Got the two union combo or eight. So worst case scenario right now, the 8-2s go in. That's assuming nothing, like everything is all in the bin from here on out. That one. All right. Robert?
Anodyne.
Yeah, man. Got that.
Nope.
Robert.
What? He can't hear my spastic.
Did you eat a ketchup sandwich?
No, I did not eat a ketchup sandwich, Cliff Shiley. Wait, I shouldn't say his name, should
Probably
I?
Probably not.
Oh, well, he's not listening to this. And if he is, what you been up to, bro?
Hey, dude. What's up?
Got any glass toilets in your house?
I should edit that out. I'm not going
to. You should not have. Talking about needing to edit stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
you just
God.
Bleep it.
Yeah, that's work too, friend. That's not happening. All right, back around to me. How about Sealion?
I do have it.
I don't.
I think I've hit the bin. I mean, I will. Nobody bet 1,000. But pretty good average. Brandon?
I had the one that rhymes with anodyne. I had chlorine and wine.
No, I don't have that one.
I unfortunately do not either.
Nice segue, though. I like it.
Cannot see.
This guy's clever. I'm enjoying this.
I only have clever.
I don't know. I've heard a few episodes where you're involved.
Well, yeah. Everybody else has to make up for me and my stupid.
That's right. It's like a triangle. You're only as strong as your pain.
Tell why the calculator? All right, Albert, you're up.
Oh, thanks for noticing. I have borderlines. Golden gray.
Nope.
Oh,
it's going to begin.
Sorry. Right. Where do I want to go?
I must say, Justin, you're pretty efficient at this.
I guess.
I mean, going a lot smoother than the last couple ones I've done.
Well,
which is me and Andy dicking off the whole time. And then me and you dick off the whole time. Like how I'm dicking off right now.
I mean, it happens. How about war, wisdom, and rhyme?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I shouldn't have opened my mouth.
Don't be so hard on yourself, kid.
I broke the cardinal rule.
What?
I was pitching the shutout. And I had to bring attention to it. All right. Brandon?
I know we had Broken Halo on there. I was confused because I have Swollen and Halo from Blue.
No, I don't have it. Try to disappear.
No, I don't have that one.
I have only had the one myth. I might be pretty close to them. 1, 2, 5. Okay, got a couple.
How many we got?
All right, let's see. How do we feel about the birthing?
I don't have it.
No.
I should have known.
I don't have it.
By the immediate silence that one was going a whiff. All right, Brandon.
I'll go with something that another one that should be easy, but we know my record on that. Shock Me.
Yep. Got it.
Got it.
Number 4.
Oh.
I've been moving around my list. I don't just feel bored.
I think we just officially got into conversation too. Yeah, we got cuts that in case we don't get. All right, Robert.
Last word.
Yeah, man. Got that.
I don't have it.
Oh boy. All these can't wait for the cannot wait for.
I've heard it about you. I never realized you're into that stuff, but you know, it's okay.
Everybody did you know that it was black where I am? The people don't change. Weird.
You didn't let me finish it, but thanks.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm from South Canada.
How about Desperation Burns?
Only when I pee. No.
I don't have it either.
Oh, Kids on a Cold Street.
Yeah, you are. How you have it? Like, what is that, three in a row now? Yeah.
All right, Brendan?
Isaac.
No.
Or Esau.
Yeah, I know.
Nah.
I did scratch it. I had it. I scratched it.
Itch.
Spell
it.
Isaac.
Obviously, if I didn't know how to spell it, probably. Talbert, you're up.
Am I? You guys got March to the Sea on y'all's list?
I do.
I thought I did, but apparently I do not.
Yeah.
Call this our last round.
All right, we gotta make these good boys. Need four of them.
Yeah, or two, but preferably not two, because put pressure on. I don't want it.
I want that pressure on you. You perform well under pressure.
I don't want it.
Just
How about Morningstar?
Mm-mm.
I think that was a late cut for me.
Woof.
Was it five? Four or five? Four.
Friend?
I'm going to go Beneath the Rose.
I have it.
Hey. But.
Oh.
But this combo is about to get brutal.
Or we can just all agree to make it easy.
I mean,
alphabetical order just cut stuff.
All right, Talbert.
Y'all aren't gonna have this, but it's okay. Little Things.
I don't have it.
It's the little things, little things, little things.
I thought my fly
good
was
Charlotte
down.
Or something.
Hmm?
Isn't that a good Charlotte song?
I don't know. This is in the Girl Charlotte, so I couldn't tell you.
From the radio.
I didn't listen to radio either, sorry.
Good for you, friend. All right.
It is great for me, actually.
I'm going to start at the top here and just dump on out. How about Coer? Coer?
Nope.
No. I will say I scratched it, and I almost picked that over Towers. No.
How about Rise?
No.
No.
How about Iris?
No.
No.
Woof. All right. How about Ogeechee Hymnal?
No.
I do.
Hey.
But listen, nope, nope. Stop. Okay. Don't add it, because I had it. Bull's Head Psalm / Ogeechee Hymnal.
Have you
listened to both of those?
Well, obviously. I listened
Why
to the
would
whole thing.
I have them together like that?
I don't know.
Okay, because it's pretty much the same song. One has distortion, one does not.
Oh.
It's like a kind of thing.
I got you. All right. So that one's out. All right. How about Board Up the House?
No, I cut it.
Nope.
All right. So two it is. Because we can't get any
wow.
from here. This is two nights in a row. You know, a little transparency here for the folks listening. I recorded Wigwam last time, and we only got two unanimous on that as well. So,
I mean, you know,
no winner, which means we're going to have to, you know, empty the chamber trying to figure it out, but
duke it out.
That sounds violent. God,
do you
like just have a passionate discussion?
What do you got left? See if we can't make this a little bit more difficult.
From Red, I got Grad.
No,
I
can make it easy. I don't have anything left on Red.
Okay, well, that was my last one on Red.
Okay.
Nothing Left on Blue. On Yellow and Green, I got Eula.
Yep, I have Eula.
On Purple, I got Morningstar.
No. Wait, didn't Justin say Morningstar?
I did indeed say.
Yeah, Justin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Let's add one more to the mix here. Yeah.
Right? There. He doesn't. He got one somewhere. Good for me.
Look at you, buddy. You didn't whiff after all. Yeah. Misjudged.
On Golden Gray, I got Anchor's Lament and Throw Me an Anchor.
No, they do go well together, though. I listened to it. That's what I was listening to on the way over here, actually. Is my Spotify?
That is the one of the difficult things I found.
I was listening to it.
I think that is one of the difficult things, was trying to figure out which end of the song to pick, because sometimes they feel like the two tracks feel like the same song. So
Yeah.
All right. Anchor Clement, Throw Me an Anchor. That's cool. Is that it for Golden Gray?
Yeah.
Right.
Anything on Purple?
And then Bloom.
Well, I have it because I have everyone on Stone written.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another one there.
You shift, shuffle this around, and then Robert, just for fun, whatever you got.
Sure about that. Oh, want me to just pick one of these?
No, I mean, just whatever.
You guys already went through y'all's list, right?
Yeah, this is just for fun. Well, to me, this is...
For the completionists.
Yeah, the completionists and anybody who's actually...
So you mean
collecting.
I can be annoying a lot of people right now by not answering this question?
Like me?
Hell
answer
yeah.
The damn question!
Are you deliberately trying to piss me off?
Yes, I am. Right now, I sure as fuck am. Shine.
Don't let it shine.
Not that shine. The good one. The one from Piranha.
Meow, look what I just did.
God.
All right. All right. So, we got 2-3 names. We got Take My Bones Away. Here. That's a... I mean, I know we got a long way to go, but that is really a good start. I feel like those feel like homers. Now, here's the problem.
I like homers.
17 songs that we need to trim down to 8.
Call me Homer.
Hey, that means we're halfway there.
Whoa.
It means a half is here. Gonna make it through, bro.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I'm gonna read down this list. Tower Falls, Wanderlust, O Appalachia, Tourniquet, Front Toward Enemy, A Horse Called Golgotha.
That's a mouthful.
A Broken Halo, Under the Wheel, Anodyne, Sea Lion, Shock, Last Word, March the Sea, Beneath the Rose, Morningstar, and Eula. Is there one of those, Brandon, that's kind of jumping out at you? And I can't believe that one.
Probably March to the Sea.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you guys are in agreement, you guys both had that idea.
Why'd you put 2 on there?
Because it's the second round. It wasn't on my list, so I'm agreeing.
Did you put it on the right one?
Yes.
Okay.
It was under me.
Yeah.
Little inside baseball, folks. We're on the Google
just keep it
sheets there. So same question to you, Albert. Is there one that you can't believe we didn't get through unanimously? One that got a 2?
There's one that surprised me that made it 2-2, honestly.
Oh, really?
Eula. Yeah, I didn't think anybody else would like that song. I'm serious. I love that song. Honestly, probably shocked me.
Okay. Again,
it shocked me. That shocked me, didn't make
it. Very shocking. All right.
So somebody shock me?
Somebody.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, isn't that a thing?
What is it that he what does he say? No, I haven't seen The Mask in forever.
Me.
Somebody stop me.
Somebody stop me. There
that's
you
right.
go.
Somebody.
Wow. See, I like this guy. He's quick.
How about shocking?
Oh, God. Oh, it's cool. Just smoking. It's shocking. Somebody shock me.
All right. Enough of that. Of these songs that's left is so. Let's try.
So we add those two on, or
yeah it looks like it. Yeah, you made it real easy.
Oh, for okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Justin? Ask yourself the same question.
Well,
is there anything on there that you don't think did surprise you? Did it make
actually?
It
I'd like to ask Brandon if there was a reason to keeping Tower Falls off. If there was like, if that is something you would stand in the way of getting.
Let me check.
Oh, we're doing this discussion right now.
Yeah.
List.
That's why the mics are on.
Oh, I was gonna go pee.
Yeah, we're not gonna like say, okay, well, see you guys next week when we
you guys think it over
when we try this again. Let's see, because I went through everything again, and I got my ratings. The first two EPs just seemed very sort of I don't know. It was they were trying something, and then I think like whatever sound they have in those EPs, they left by the time they got to the first album. It didn't really seem like it was them anymore. And if you wanted something that sounded like those, you weren't going to find it anywhere else in their catalog.
No, and the reason I put it just because it just to represent it.
Right. Yeah. You know, so
I get that. I agree with you.
Actually. So then what I'm hearing is we can drop it. We don't need it.
Yeah. Remove my one, not yours.
Well, I just do.
He's the host. He can do what he wants.
He thinks he can.
All right, so
I'm not the one stuck in a window.
We can tell that story again on After the Fact.
All right.
I never get tired of hearing it. Who you know, does? People who actually listen to the After the Fact might, but
who cares?
Is there a song that's kind of jumping out at you as? Hey, and I'm asking you this, Talbert, that hey, it did a great job, but there's no way it makes this 10 at this point.
Scroll down, what else you got on there?
It goes for days.
Probably Sea Lungs for me.
Okay, that's me and you, so. It don't belong. All right, same question to you, Brent. The one that you're kind of looking at, you're like, awesome that we got it this far, but there's no chance.
I don't think Anodyne is that strong. Even though that's probably that's my lowest, that's my least favorite song off of Stone.
You want to stand in the way of that, Talbert, or
no? Just because I sat there and waited for an hour on YouTube for the premiere video to drop. No, I don't want to stand. I do have stuff to do after this too. So,
all right. So,
I mean, I get it though. I mean. It is more of a generic kind of, not generic. That's the wrong word. What's the word? We don't have time.
Accessible?
A lot of dead air. No, it's more, it doesn't.
Mainstream?
Kind of. It's more of a mainstreamer. Yeah. I can see that.
See, this is the bitch of this band is like trying to, because they're not.
No, Gina Gleason's the bitch of the band.
They're not really mainstream, right? So you gotta find a way that makes them accessible without presenting as mainstream. Like it is a delicate balance. All right, so let me ask you this, Brent. Is there another song that you're kind of would want to fight for to get through at this point?
I don't know about fight, but I think that since it was like one of my cuts, and you both had chosen it. I think O Appalachia. Oh, just go ahead and plop in.
I like this.
Get that. That gets us up to 5.
Very, very accommodating. Yeah.
How about you, Talbert? The one that
you kind of. Well, you skipped yourself there, Chief.
Yeah. I mean.
No. We're playing this game first in squares here.
Yeah. I know.
All right. So you want me to try to push one through?
Is there one that you're looking at that you're like, man, you know, any argument you'd want to make, like that?
I can see you guys liking Wanderlust. Mm-hmm. I can. Yeah, put Wanderlust.
All right.
Also, we're fair. No, I get it, though.
All right, so that brings us up to 6.
Hey.
And we still have, what, 1?
Did you just rig it so he got his 6?
We still got 10 that we trimmed down to 4.
Hey, look, man, this is going by pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let me add, well, no, because we got kerosene through. I was going to say, and shock as well. So we got is album representation minus that, the first stuff, important?
Yes and no.
It looks like we got 2 from purple, 1 from stone, 2 from
one. That's just in discussion, right?
Well, these are all.
We haven't got anything from blue through yet?
Yeah.
Let's change this.
We've got force. A horse? Actually, it looks like horse is the only song from Blue that made it this far.
No.
Because I think Jake Lake away. We should definitely do that then, yeah? Sure. I sense it's there.
Yeah.
That way you have it.
Yeah, I like, yeah. I like...
That way you have it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's all represented.
All right, there's 7. All right. I guess we're entering the fight stage, like the something that you would really. With only 3 left, you'd be really bummed if it didn't make it at this point.
I think Eula.
Okay.
Same.
I love that. I love that because Talbert specifically said, I can't believe somebody else actually had it.
Yeah.
Which tells me we've struck something really different putting that into the list.
Let's you listen to the lyrics. I should listen to that one. It sounds like he's talking about slaughtering a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or another farm, like member of the livestock that he had to rape.
All right. So that brings us up to 8. Same question to you at this point with these, like, what?
Who are 8? You,
Talbert. Oh. Brandon, because Brandon put Eula through. So there's 8 songs still hanging. Is there one that would bum you out if it didn't make it at this point? For listeners, I'll read it.
Well, okay. I already know what it is myself.
Tourniquet, Front Port Enemy, Broken Halo, Under the Wheel, Last Word, March to the Sea, Morning Star, and Still Hanging. They're one of those that you'd be bummed if it didn't make it at this point.
I thought you put March to the Sea on.
That's what I thought, man. That's why I say you put your 2 in the wrong column.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah, I guess so. Beneath the Rose, the one that I put.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said earlier, I was like, dude, you put in the right column, you got mad at me.
Oh.
Accusing me of not knowing what you were doing, even though I was staring at this the whole time.
Well, you should have said the song, not the...
You should you know said the column. Damn song.
You said the column, not the song.
Oh, shh.
So I put it in the right column.
I'm going to curse you out without cursing. Gosh darn.
Yeah, gosh darn
silly
fool.
Gumdrop. Right,
so March to the Sea is in. So that was.
Well, so the number of songs didn't change.
No, might be. But I guess maybe at this point, that says Beneath the Rose is out that you guys. This is the first time it's come up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, nobody paid attention to it before.
Yeah. All right, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
What were you about to say, though, for real, Robert? What was the one that you'd be bummed out?
Bloom.
All right, so let's do that. And I've been waiting for this to chime in at the very last second. What's funny is I didn't win, But I'm taking final say anyway, unless somebody...
You can't do that.
I can if I want.
Whoa!
No, yeah, we can override him.
You
yeah.
can if
I'm I'm bigger than he is.
If you guys wholly disagree with my choice here, you can override, because it's not a final say. But I'm looking at front toward enemy.
I'm not going to disagree with it. But hold on. I already agreed with it.
I know. I'm trying to see if Brandon disagrees with front toward enemy.
Which one was that from?
It's from Golden Gray.
Golden Gray, yeah. I want to say it's like the first track song. On that album.
Which do we not have? Yeah, it looks like we do not. Golden Gray. We've got... wow, we don't. We got purple, we got blue.
And it's a double album, too, so, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, we got to get something. Right.
Yeah.
All right, front toward enemy, it is. Boom. You, when you hand off the spike, you hand off here. Boom. All right. So that gives us 10.
I want to change my mind.
We got our 10. Take My Bones Away, Kerosene, Shock Me, O Appalachia, Wanderlust, A Horse Called Golgotha, Eula, March to the Sea, March to the Sea, Bloom, Front Toward Enemy. Of those 10, Brandon, is there one? Which one is the one?
I don't know. I think either Take My Bones Away or Kerosene, since those were the only two unanimous ones we had. So
yeah, it probably does have to be one of those, don't you think, Tabert?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Something can be said about the yummy tone of Takes My Bones Away. I, you know, it's got to be one of those two. I think Take My Bones Away probably does what we're after here.
Overall, is an entire song, yes.
All right.
All right.
So, I mean, make it easy when we can, right?
Yeah. Break the system.
Shock the system.
All right, that's our number one.
Are you the shock master?
I can't. I'm not Fred Ott.
I got a stormtrooper helmet in my car.
All right, so Take My Bones Away is our number one. Kerosene, Shock Me, O Appalachia, Wanderlust, A Horse Called Gugu, Eula, Boom, and Front Toward Enemy rounds out our 10. Let's let Take My Bones Away get a moment in the sun. I think that gets as close to mainstream without broaching mainstream as you can kind of get, right? Like it
the sound of it, yeah.
Right. It does what you want to do. Like, you could probably loop somebody in to going and listening to our list based off that song, which is what number one. All right, so we've done it. We got you into Baroness. Had to get that one in one more time.
I haven't said their name semi-properly since this whole shindig started.
Yes.
Baroness. Wow, look, I could do Baroness. It. I had to actually force myself.
Yeah. Baroness.
I'm not even joking, dude.
Baroness.
I can't. I want to say Baroness and
Baroness. Silvio Baroness Cloney.
What was the other way we were pronouncing it?
Baroness. And Baroness.
And Baroness.
Baroness is the best one. I mean, they have to change their name. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
I don't either.
Hey, you want to hear what is about to happen in this conversation when the mics, I guess, stay running, but on a different track?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, after the fact happens in T-minus, you know, however long it takes me to wrap this up, we'll start a whole new thing, and you'll be able to hear it after the fact, is a Patreon exclusive, patreon.com/ohhijustin, gets you in the door. $1 a month would be appreciated. Got a couple of bucks, that would be even more appreciated. It gets you, as mentioned, after the fact. It gets you deprogrammed before the rest of the world. It gets you some Ohio Justin episodes occasionally. It also gets you access to different and special Discord channels. The Discord is the Legion of Stupid Discord, which you can join by going to legionofstupid.com. There is a little icon at the top. Click that, and you can join it without having to pay money, which is also fun. You can jump in there and count. We do count in our, it's fun. you know, I think we're up to like 400 something. Just saying, like, come count with us. It's good times. You can also, let's see, we're a podcast, subscribe, rate, comment. That would be appreciated. If you're on Spotify, 5-star would be cool. And you can also, if you didn't like our Baroness list, you can put a, hey, here's my list. Here's what I would have done. Or I can't believe you guys picked this song. I would have picked this one. You can leave a comment is what I'm getting. And 5 stars and a comment on Apple Podcasts. Supposedly all that stuff helps us. I've seen the proof with Spotify. That's why I keep pushing that. So 5 stars and a comment would be very helpful. I think that's everything. With that, Baroness, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.